Feeling valued. As social animals, we all have powerful needs to feel valued rather than dismissed, shunned, humiliated, disrespected, scorned, disdained. As a child, you needed to feel cherished by your parents, praised by your teachers, and wanted by your peers. An adult benefits from feeling sought after by potential mates, appreciated by his or her partner, respected by colleagues and managers, and not taken for granted by family. When these normal needs aren't met, it's natural to develop feelings of inadequacy mingled with hurt and anger, and tendencies in relationships toward extremes of clinging or distance. On the other hand, when your needs are met through experiences of feeling valued, you develop a healthy sense of worth, which paradoxically promotes humility and a giving heart. Here is the heal practice of feeling valued. Have. Notice when there is already a sense of worth or being recognized in your mind, and notice when others stir up these feelings in you, such as with praise or respect. Create experiences of feeling valued by remembering a time you were complimented or acknowledged. A time you knew you were appreciated, perhaps after some contribution or generosity. A time you were wanted, sought after, or chosen. Consider that you value others but don't always show it. In the same way, others value you but don't always show it. Consequently, put in a correction factor in which you intuit more of the valuing that others do have for you. Expand your notion of being valued to include a sense of people thinking any one of these things about you. You made a difference. You helped me. I'm glad you're in my life. You're good at this. You're interesting and talented. The team is better with you on it. You contribute. You're special. I respect you. Look for little ways that others appreciate you. Enrich. When you feel valued, open to it. Explore different aspects of this experience. Help it last and become more intense. Perhaps imagine a cheering squad of friends and family rooting for you, clapping and praising you. Imagine talking to yourself in a caring way, as you would speak with a friend who is feeling unwanted or second rate or a loser. Imagine telling yourself firmly how you make a difference for others and what your particularly good qualities are. Embody a sense of worth by sitting as if you respect yourself, or by walking across a room with dignity, like someone who adds value. Absorb. Feel a sense of worth sinking into you, spreading through your mind like a golden mist. Let a sense of having value grow inside you. Imagine what it would be like to be at work with this sense of being valuable, or at home, or in an important relationship. Let yourself move into this sense of being, and let it move into you. As the sense of worth sinks ever more deeply into you, any need to impress others or to prove yourself falls away. Link. Be aware of feeling valued, as well as any feelings of inadequacy or related feelings of smallness, worthlessness, or shame. Keep refocusing on feeling valued, wanted, worthy. Sense that feeling valued, appreciated, respected, even treasured, is connecting with feelings of inadequacy, easing any old pain, reassuring you deep down, and gradually replacing inadequacy with feelings of worth. Let feeling valued touch parts of yourself that have felt devalued, dismissed, disdained, unwanted. Then let go of any negative material and focus only on feelings of worth. A few times over the next hour, for a dozen or more seconds at a time, be aware of only neutral or positive material, such as a sense of worth, while also bringing to mind a neutral trigger of feeling inadequate.